This walkway is awfully icy. Be careful, will you, while you listen. Don't know if it's possible for listeners to slip, but that's how slippery it is. Listener slippery. I've got one very bright star, a planet, I don't know. It's amazing you can live on the Earth for so long and just not know what these daily things are that you see. I always suppose it's the North Star, but I don't know. It's very bright and sparkly. I don't know if it's absolutely true that stars twinkle and planets don't. I always suppose there's a few planets out there that enjoy a good twinkle now and again. I just walked by the river. I meant to point it out. I meant to settle for a moment by the trickling ice river. It has an interesting noise as the water runs across the ice. So I'm heading out to the woods now. Got sort of a beaten down ice path. This will be not really a long walk, just 5 minutes maybe from leaving the house. You go on past Venus or the North Star, and a few minutes later, there you are. I'm not a big fan of inadvertent rhyme. It always bothers me, and you always know, just a moment before, you're about to accidentally rhyme, and you don't want to, but you just go ahead and you hope maybe it won't sound like a rhyme. It always does. You can't take it back, or even really point it out. What's the point? And there's another thing that bothers me, is when I use the same word twice in slightly different contexts. Point, I said twice. It's very close. 7 or 8 words apart. So I don't like to rhyme. I don't like to reuse words in close proximity. Why would anyone? The worst is if you do both. Imagine if I rhymed point with point. I'd just die right there. Two forms of intersecting badness. As you hear now, it's much more pleasant to walk in the snow than on the hard-beaten ice. I was thinking the other day that snow is just water trying to become like rock. It's doing its best. It's saying, all right, I'm tired of being so soft and wet and watery and formless. I'm going to become a rock. And I'm going to use you, Cold. You're going to help me become a rock. It's almost like a fairy tale. Did I miss my path? It's very dark out. Where am I? I'm already lost. That's another thing that bothers me about myself. I get lost almost every day. Just in my own house and then out in the... Here it is. I walked right by it. Is this it? I'm lost again. I got lost while being lost. Because I was suddenly confident that I knew where I was going. Now I'm heading back. In the original lost route. What a dark forest that is. I was out earlier in the day. I saw a lot of tracks. I'm absolutely not in the right place here. I'll get my light. I don't like to use it, but I bring it. There we go. Oh, I see where I missed it. This happens to me a lot. When I come out walking here, I overshoot this one turn off on the path. Another good thing about a light, and what I'm wearing right now is a headlamp. As you can aim it off into the distance, and if there's any animal, raccoon, deer, their eyes will light up like little demon eyes, little red, yellow, optic nerve shining creatures. I don't know what it is that's shining, some kind of iridescent fabric in the back of the animal eye. I suppose people have it too, but if there were people here and I was doing it, I wouldn't see their shining eyes. All right, so what I'm looking for right now is a place to lay down and nap. Normally I would do this earlier in the day, but today I was otherwise occupied, and tomorrow I will also be otherwise occupied, and I was tired. It's 8 o'clock or so, and I thought I'll come out and have a nap here. This looks good here. This is a great big dead oak tree. I have a preference for dead oak trees. I don't know why. They're just so grand and so dead. You know, massive and then no life. Sort of like a statue of a tree, not a real tree anymore. There's a beauty in it, it's just a little bit different. So, here's my spot. There I go. Oh. Yes. And I have a stick right in my face, and this was another one. So if this was a wilderness program, this would be the part in which I clear away the brush. Not a long part. Anyway, so I'm wearing a big snowman suit. A 10-layer mix of sheep and science. There's probably a foot or so of fresh snow. It fell last night and then this morning some ice rain, so it's very crunchy on top and very soft below. But in the winter, nothing compares with sleeping in a foot of freshly fallen snow. If I ever was to talk about it with anyone, I'd say it's the Earth's version of the sleep number bed. But I can't imagine telling anyone down at the diner that I nap in the woods at night in the snow. People get so worried about it. Oh, you'll get cold. Well, I'm not cold. It's one of my chief precautions. And I tell them about the 10 layers of sheep and science, and they insist. I don't like when other people insist on your condition. Whose dog is that, I wonder? Oh, this is good. This is very comfortable. The body just kind of slowly presses down. The heaviest piece is falling deepest. The lightest staying afloat. It's like being in water, but you're held a little more tightly. And so this is my hobby, napping in the woods. Maybe it's just a habit. I don't know if it can be a hobby if the principal activity is absence. But chores done, I'll sense this inside unraveling. Like all the metal latches running around my body have unlatched. And some inside person is ready to tumble out into these long, restful caves. If I fall asleep with this microphone staring at me like some vigilant animal, I'll put a bit of that in here. I'm doubting it now. I know it's there waiting for me to sleep, and I'm never good with even inanimate authority figures. But breathing or snoring, I mean, I won't make you listen to the slow trailing away of Sherwin's sleeves into his sleep. Hearing something here. I don't know what it is. But I think I should get up. And if you hear a dog like that, there's always something that follows. The dog barks. The woods creak. and you wonder what it is. And that's not a good napping atmosphere. You know, there's those sense of imminent attack. I don't see anything. And I've got my light on again and I'm scanning the periphery for the dogs of hell. Just for a rabbit or whatever it is. Personally, I always suppose it's some madman on the loose. Someone who wasn't a madman yesterday, but something happened at home. A little stick broke inside. He went running out of the house, past the dogs, and they start to howl. And then right into the woods and right into me sleeping at the bottom of a dead oak. So, we'll call that a day. So beautiful tonight. Beautiful stars. And madmen.
You know it's kind of treacherous when you fall apart, the moon crashing the mountains and the sun can't start. I want my lady to switch on my safety. About the treachery, you fall apart, and the moon crashing the mountains, and the sun don't start. Oh, my dear lady, did you switch on my safety?